proclamation number 8499 dated the May 17, 1963. The audible word requires a high degree of maturity. A person's greatest spiritual achievement during his life on earth is to hear God's voice within himself, for it is evidence that the divine order has been restored. The state the original being was in when it was created and in direct contact with its God and Creator, so that the being was able to hear his voice within itself. However, as long as this being is still living on earth as a human being, it should also improve its degree of perfection such that it will be able to audibly hear this divine voice within itself. For this requires a high degree of maturity which only few people reach on earth. Even so, the mental transmission of God's word is proof of a person's diligent striving for maturity of soul, that he has established the bond with his God and Creator and thereby is capable of hearing the divine address. The being's original state was a state of perfection which the being itself reversed into the opposite. Hence the being lost the ability to hear God's voice by which the Supreme Being communicated with his living creation in the beginning. And for as long as the being heard God's voice, it was also abundantly happy, because it was illuminated, it was aware of everything, it recognized itself as the living creation of a supremely perfect being, and it was blissfully happy in this realization. When it lost the ability to hear his voice, it also lost all realization. It distanced itself ever further from God and lost all knowledge of itself, because it lost its self-awareness when, for the purpose of returning back to God, it was disintegrated and reshaped into manifold creations. All this is not known to the human being when he enters the earth as the last stage of his path of return to God. But the knowledge can be conveyed to him, and this happens through inner communication, through his spirit, which, as part of God, is in contact with the Eternal Father Spirit, and which can inform the person from within as to what he originally was, what he is now and what he is supposed to become again. And this inner instruction comes to him in the shape of thoughts as long as he isn't attained the maturity of soul which is required to hear the divine word. However, the fact that he is allowed to gain this realization at all, that it is conveyed to him through the working of the spirit within the human being, is such a tremendous gift of grace from God which should spur him to attain ever higher maturity and will also enable him to receive messages directly from God. The human being can mentally be introduced to the truth, to the correct realization of all that which otherwise would remain hidden to him. His thoughts can be guided such that they will come close to the truth and that the person will also be convinced that his thinking is correct. But he can also be directly addressed by God if he is to fulfill a mission again, to convey the true information to his fellow human beings who lack spiritual knowledge. Then the word will sound audibly in him once more as it was in the beginning. He will be able to communicate with his God and Creator. He will be able to ask him questions and he will receive a reply, and he, as well as his fellow human beings, will no longer live in darkness. A bright light will be kindled in them which will brightly illuminate the night in which all once fallen spiritual beings still live if they have not yet established an intimate contact with the eternal source of light. You all ought to know that you were once able to communicate directly with your God and Creator. You ought to know that you will always be able to restore the state to ask him and receive an answer, but that it depends on you as to whether you shape yourselves such that you become worthy of direct communication from God, for you must enter the law of eternal order again which you once voluntarily left. You must let the principle of love become dominant in you, and through love you will unite with the one who is eternal love itself. Once you are united with him, you will also hear him, For his love is so profound that he constantly wants to please his living creations with his communication. But then the return to him will be assured, for the human beings desire to return to the Father's house which he once left of his own volition will become increasingly stronger, and his word will be so powerful that the person or his soul will be unable to evade its influence. And it will attain ever greater perfection until it has regained its fundamental nature again, until it becomes that which it once was in the beginning, an abundantly blissful being which will praise and extol God for all eternity. Amen.